Episode 1. City on Fire. The city died. It burned too, but mostly it died. A lone figure huddled by a burnt-out shell of a vehicle, face pressed against the blackened rear bumper as she waited, eyes closed for the sounds to stop. The moaning, the shuffling. It had been a month since she first heard the hordes, but the fear still struck her like it was the first time. Still left her palms clammy, her mouth dry, her muscles twitching as she fought the near impossible urge of flight. But she had to hide. She had seen those who tried to run. It didn't end well. Hell, it didn't start well either, for that matter. She shuddered, cold sweat glistening on her brow, as the memories assailed her already battered senses. Her stomach growled, almost inhumanly loud, and she froze. Didn't even breathe. Didn't even blink. She bit her lower lip hard enough to taste blood. Please don't let them hear me. Please don't let them hear me. There had been instances where they had been provoked by even smaller interruptions, and she momentarily considered crawling underneath the gutted hulk of the sedan, but considered against it. If they found her, she'd have nowhere to run, and she was all out of bullets. There would be no hope of salvation once she was bitten, and then she'd be one of them. Doomed to wander the city until the skin rotted off her bones, no doubt turning other survivors into walking nightmares just like her. But she was in luck. There seemed to be no sudden shift in noise or activity. And she peeked out from over the rear view window, fingers turning black from the charred paint job. This particular horde was a small one, only about 30 or so, and a clumped up one at that. She had seen groups that numbered in the hundreds and once in the thousands, occupying over 3 city blocks. She had been lucky then, looking down at that group from 7 stories up. That had been a few weeks ago, when she found a mostly empty office space with a full water cooler and a vending machine filled with potato chips and chuckles. She used to hate those sticky, chewy, artificially colored candy rolls, but when she broke open the machine with the wrapped-up end of a fire extinguisher, she had stuffed her mouth full of those sweet things, tears slipping down her face from the sheer relief of not having to starve to death that week. That was 4 weeks ago. The water and food had lasted 2 weeks, even with careful rationing, and she was out on the streets again, trying to find a way out of the city that didn't include turning into one of those things. There was even a contingency plan if she had ever gotten bitten, and damn it, she had been so careful about keeping that one bullet for herself. But then there was that situation at the Walgreens when she was scrounging for antibiotics, and she had been surprised. It had been purely automatic that she pulled out the .44 Magnum from the makeshift side holster and pressed the trigger, blasting out the back of the head of the half-rotted Walgreens pharmacist who was about to take a chunk out of her ankle in that one spot between the gap of her shin guards and high-necked Converses. She didn't even think about it. The moment she felt the grip on her ankle while she was rummaging through a cabinet, without looking, without thinking, She had unholstered the gun and sent that poor bastard of a pharmacist to wherever it was souls went when the body died. Or maybe there was no soul, no nothing, just darkness when the body died. Only later, when she was puking up the last remnants of potato chips and jelly beans by the curb, did she lament the use of the last bullet. On one hand, if she didn't have the bullet, she might have died. On the other hand, now she had no, oh shit, weapon anymore, and that scared her most of all. She didn't want to be alive when those things got their bony, blood-smeared hands on her. She didn't want to give those poor fuckers the satisfaction of biting down on live human flesh, something that had become more and more of a rarity, as what few humans left either fled or were found out. Now, it looked like she didn't have a say in the matter. Episode 2. The Z Word. It seemed like hours before the horde finally cleared that intersection of Grand and Munger Road, but in all actuality, it was probably only 15 minutes. Time moved slow for her now, more so when those things were around. But even when she stopped hearing the sounds of their feet, the wind whistling through their long dead lungs, she continued to stay behind the car, knowing that just because the majority of the horde had passed, didn't mean they had all vacated the area. She had been looking around the corner, waiting for a crowd of 50 dead things to pass by, and as soon as the sounds dissipated, she saw a pair of people dart from out of a clothing store and into the street behind them. But the pair got careless. Behind the horde were two or more stragglers, and as soon as they saw the fresh meat on the street, they threw their heads back and let out a collective howl that set her hair on end. The two people, a man and a woman in their mid-30s, tried to run, but they were forced into the middle of an increasingly crowded street, and she couldn't see them anymore, as they were consumed by the things that sought only to fill their never full bellies. The screams stayed with her for a long time, but they were nothing special. Screams had become somewhat of a regularity for the last 2 months, although it had been a week since she heard any. Screams inside her head, though. No, those went on just about every day, as she saw another horror she thought she had grown completely inured to. So she stayed behind that gutted hulk of a car for another half hour, listening to the sounds of the crows, the distant sounds of a once populous city burning to the ground. And she prayed. Finally, her muscles cramping like mad, her stomach growling as it protested another meeting with her backbone, she crept out from behind the car and peeked around the corner. Nothing. Just abandoned cars. All of them with the doors hanging wildly open. Most of them with the gas already siphoned out. And a motley collection of buildings that had called this part of the city the architectural playground for the hippies and druggies. Sometimes one and the same. There were a couple of rotten bodies on the ground. Most of them completely indistinguishable as far as gender went, but they didn't look as though they were going to get up and start shambling around anytime soon, so she continued the half-crouch down the street, her eyes darting wildly from side to side. She had been careful, almost annoyingly careful, for the past 2 months. That was the only reason she was still alive, and almost everyone else was dead. How long since she last saw another living, breathing human being? maybe a week ago. She was creeping down the street towards a totally ransacked Walmart when she heard the sound of rapid footsteps off to her left behind the set of warehouses. That should have been a human being. Should have. If it wasn't, well. She shuddered and then paused, her head cocked to one side, hearing something that may or may not have been there. Could have been breathing. Could have been muttering. Most likely, it was just the sound of the pulse pounding in the back of her own head. But still, she was careful. She had to be. She stayed like that for a few minutes, head cocked, eyes closed in concentration, as she channeled all her energy into hearing nothing but the sound of the wind rustling through the trees and the crying of the crows as they continued their month-long feast. They had grown so fat they could barely fly any higher than a couple of stories in the air, and she had considered researching ways to trap them and eat them, but then considered their choice of food and thought against it. She had heard of cases of cannibalism by some of the more desperate humans who were locked in here, just like her, but the ingesting of tainted flesh seemed to just kill them outright, not bring them back to the undead state the maddened media love to call Z. No. She wasn't going to call them that. Not the Z word. Never the Z word. That word belonged in the sci-fi and horror rags, in those stupid TV shows people watched when they were still safe and sound behind their doors, nestled in their soft couches. That kind of word didn't belong in reality. This reality.